A mother with six children wanted to escape dangerous living conditions in Chicago when she moved to Bloomington. Now she faces eviction here for withholding rent from a landlord she says failed to make critical repairs and address an insect infestation. In this part of our investigative series, Landlord v. Tenant, GLT's Judy Valenti explores difficulties tenants face in taking landlords to court and talks with a landlord who says the public doesn't understand pressures rental property owners face.
The first thing you notice about the rental home at 705 South Center Street is that the front door doesn't lock. The posts holding up the porch shake when you touch them. Inside the front hall, there's mold from floor to ceiling on one wall, and large pieces of the wall are missing due to apparent water damage. Moesha Tyner lives in this Bloomington rental with her six children. She takes me up a narrow staircase leading from the front door to her second floor unit.
Okay, so we'll walk upstairs now, some narrow, pretty steep steps here, which are not lit.
The stairs are wet.
The stairwell is dark. The hall light switch doesn't work. Inside the apartment, she shows me her bathroom. When we step on the floor, it sinks.
This is my bathroom where the most problem come in at, that as you can see around here, it's not safe or anything. As right here, you can see where it's caving in.
You're stepping on it and it's moving.
Yes, it's moving. I think it's very unsafe because I think one day, if the kids continue to take baths and showers up in here, it's going to cave in.
Then there are the bugs. Flies and mosquitoes come in.
Yes, very, very badly.
Several windows don't have screens. The glass is missing from windows in the basement, on the second floor in her children's playroom, and in the attic. Tyner pulls out a cell phone and displays photographs of her young daughter with insect bites.
This is one of my daughter's arm from her being bite from a bug. This is the side of her face being bite from a bug. These are the roaches when I sprayed.
Another photo shows the extent of the roach infestation despite Tyner's attempts to spray the unit daily with insect repellent.
So you have about a few dozen dead roaches that you swept up after you sprayed.
Yes, they are. As you can see.
I see that you try to keep your kitchen as clean as possible.
Everything, all your food protected because it's roaches. As you can see.
Tyner says the roaches were there when she moved in, but she had little choice but to take the 3-bedroom apartment when she arrived in Bloomington from Chicago about 2 years ago. It was big enough for her large family, and at $700 a month, it was something she could afford, barely, on her $9 an hour job at Burger King. Plus, she was happy to leave her previous neighborhood in Chicago.
I came from Chicago due to the fact we had a fire. A man was on our porch dead. I came to Bloomington to change our life, and that's what I thought.
Tyner says she tried numerous times to contact her landlord, Cynthia Shepherd, asking her to make repairs and have the unit professionally fumigated.
Yes, I complained to my landlord several times. I was told not to contact her by phone or she would be taking me to court to leave the premises.
Shepherd does business as Shackman Rentals and owns 50 buildings in Bloomington. Her units have been cited so many times for housing code violations, city officials say they've stopped counting. She is a regular in the administrative housing court, appearing on multiple cases in a single day.
Hello there. Are you Cynthia Shepherd? Okay, I'm Judy Valente. I just wanted to talk to you for a little bit about some of your properties.
I visited Shepherd in her office on Main Street. Tenants stream in and out to pay rent, usually in cash. Shepherd says she considers herself a champion of the poor.
My specialty is single mothers. And a lot of these women are very young, and a lot of them have multiple children, even though they're under 25. And the men are in prison. The men are not coming up with any money for them. And so they do run into problems, and they have to rely on their family and friends and co-workers to help them, and they're usually in the same boat.
Shepherd says the public generally doesn't understand the difficulties landlords face or the costs involved in keeping up properties. She says she spends about $10,000 a month to pay maintenance workers. After she retired as a paralegal with the Illinois Supreme Court, she says she had to take a job as a supermarket cashier to help support herself and pay her business expenses.
There's some tenants, usually the ones that I evict, you know, are going to be the ones that think I'm a slumlord. I guess. But I don't quite understand that because I have never had any money for myself. That's why I had to work a full-time and a part-time job. And that money, all my retirement money, goes into Shackman, into my rental properties, which is $10,000 a month.
Shepherd blames her tenants for the disrepair in their units. She says she has sent maintenance workers to address some of Tyner's complaints.
And what my maintenance guy noticed when he was up there to do some work, first of all, there were so many children running back and forth, he was actually afraid to leave tools there. And he thought if he turned around quickly, he would hurt somebody because they weren't always well behaved. So we pulled off.
Shepherd estimates she files 2 to 3 eviction notices against tenants each month. She says tenants fall behind in their rent payments because of what she views as the poor life choices they make.
A lack of work ethic. People don't feel like they have to work 40 hours a week. I usually work 90, and this was before I retired. But I still, it seems like I still work 90 now. But I just think I put my work ethic first. I didn't have any children. And it seems like now people put children, have as many children as they possibly can, without being able to afford them. And I see that being a major problem, especially with single women.